Au podcast sur la ligne, on a la chance de recevoir la joueuse de la semaine dans le monde du tennis, Victoria Mbukou, qui vient tout juste de remporter à 15 ans seulement le Challenger de Saskatoon. Victoria Mbukou, merci d'avoir accepté l'entrevue et bienvenue au podcast sur la ligne.
Merci beaucoup.
On va faire l'entrevue en anglais parce qu'évidemment, c'est ta langue principale. C'est pas toujours évident de faire une entrevue dans une autre langue. Victoria, welcome again on the Sur la Ligne podcast. It's your second time. Last time you were there with your partner, Kayla Cross, because you had an amazing run in Australia in doubles when you made the final in the junior. You did have an amazing run also in Wimbledon. So you guys doing great, and you doing great in single too, because you just won at 15 years old the Saskatoon Challenger. How does it feel to be a winner on the Pro Tour?
Well, it feels really great. You know, it's only the start of my woman's career, and it's really great to have like a kind of like a boost in this. You know, I jumped the rankings a lot, and I'm excited to start playing more tournaments and maybe by the end of this year have a much higher ranking to play more higher events, you know.
Alors, je demandais à Victoria, qu'est-ce que ça fait d'avoir remporté un premier titre professionnel à seulement 15 ans? Elle dit, ben, je suis excitée, je suis vraiment contente de faire des débuts professionnels qui ressemblent à ça. Et aussi, ben, ça a déjà aidé mon classement. Et puis, ben, j'ai bien hâte de voir qu'est-ce que ça va donner dans les prochaines années. Victoria, talk to us about that tournament. How were you feeling before the tournament? You had a tough opponent. I think it was the first round, the first seed. So get us through the tournament. How does it feel? How did it feel? And well, get us through the story of that tournament.
Well, so actually, I was coming from Wimbledon, like kind of like the week before, and I only had like a week to actually prepare. So we actually went early to Saskatoon to train there for a bit because. The altitude was different and, you know, the courts were kind of different. It was, the balls were flying, so we needed some time to actually get used to it. And I was also really injured from the grass courts, so I didn't have a lot of time to, like, recuperate and actually take time to heal. So, I mean, I guess I started the tournament off with, like, not feeling so good. So I decided not to play doubles because I knew it would be too tough on my body. So, I only decided to play singles, and I saw the draw, and I was playing the number one seed, and I was like, oh, that's great. But at the same time, I was just like, I mean, it's just another match, you know? Like, you just have to play. You can win or lose, you know? So that was my feeling going into every single match of the tournament, and eventually I won. And I would have never thought that I was going to win the tournament, actually, because I wasn't feeling good physically. But I think mentally, I really pulled through and got through the tournament. Yeah, well.
Alors, j'ai demandé à Victoria de nous faire un peu l'historique de son parcours dans ce tournoi-là. Elle dit, c'est intéressant parce que je suis arrivé de Wimbledon la semaine d'avant. C'est pas la même surface, c'est pas le même genre de tournoi. Puis en plus, j'étais blessé quand je suis arrivé à Saskatoon. On est arrivé une semaine d'avance pour pouvoir pratiquer, s'adapter à la nouvelle surface, au terrain. Elle dit, mais je me sentais pas bien. Puis là, en plus, elle dit, je regarde le tableau principal, j'affronte la première tête de série. Alors, ça pouvait compliquer les choses, mais elle a dit, garde, je vais essayer de le prendre un match comme les autres. Elle a finalement remporté ce match-là. Elle dit, je ne me suis pas senti super bien physiquement tout le long du tournoi. Alors, c'est encore plus impressionnant que j'ai pu remporter ce tournoi-là. What was the difference for you? Since you told me that physically you weren't feeling great, and what pushed you mentally to finish with the trophy with your in your hands at the end?
Well, I kind of took this like, I'm like, yeah, this is an opportunity for me to get some jumps in the ranking, you know, because obviously I wanted to move up, and I think I just saw it more of an opportunity to do well, and. I didn't really focus on my injuries as much because I knew that would be weighing. I wouldn't do so well if I was only thinking about that. So I was just thinking match by match, you know, day by day. And if I don't feel well, I don't feel well, but I just needed to try my best and
Alors, j'ai demandé, bon, qu'est-ce qui a fait la différence si tu te sentais pas si bien que ça physiquement? Qu'est-ce qui mentalement a fait la différence? Elle dit, bien, j'essayais de pas trop penser à ma blessure. Je prenais ça une journée à la fois, un match à la fois. Je me disais que si je pensais au fait que j'étais blessé, bien, ça m'aurait compliqué les choses. Elle dit aussi, je voulais peut-être pouvoir avancer dans les classements. Alors, ce serait intéressant de pouvoir gagner quelques matchs. Alors, elle dit, bien, voilà, j'ai tenté de prendre ça une journée à la fois pour pouvoir finalement remporter ce tournoi-là. Victoria, you're talking about your ranking in the Pro Tour. What's the plan for you right now? Because you could play for the juniors for another couple of years, but it looks like the Pro Tour is coming sooner than later. Am I analyzing the situation good?
Yeah, I think the only junior tournament that's on my schedule that I know of is the U.S. Open. So, otherwise, I think I'll be playing more of the Canadian tournaments this year, you know, because there's a lot actually coming up soon. So, I was planning on playing a lot of those, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, so probably next year it's going to be mostly a pro year for you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Let's come back on the tournament a little bit before we're talking about what's coming up next. You won that trophy at 15 years old. It's pretty young. How does it feel to win a pro title that young?
Well, I kind of take it as another tournament, you know. I mean, everybody I played was much older than me. So I didn't really focus on the age aspect. I was just thinking, like, you know, it's another match, you know. The age didn't really matter to me. And, it's nice to have one of the 25K younger, but, I mean, it's just, I feel like I took it as another tournament, you know, just like a junior tournament.
Alors, j'ai demandé remporter un tournoi pro à 15 ans, c'est particulièrement jeune. Qu'est-ce que ça fait de remporter un tournoi aussi jeune? Elle dit, pour moi, c'est juste un chiffre. Évidemment, je jouais contre des joueurs et des joueuses pas mal plus âgés que moi, mais j'essayais de voir le tournoi comme n'importe quel autre tournoi, comme un tournoi junior à la limite, même si un tournoi pro. Elle dit, tant mieux, je l'ai remporté, mais j'ai essayé de le voir comme n'importe quel autre tournoi. Victoria, did your phone explode after that win in final? Did you have like a lot of media requests? Did all your friends wrote to you? Have you answered everyone yet?
I had a lot of people texting me after the match. Actually, after the match finished, I didn't go on my phone for a while. So when I actually went on back at the hotel, it was like so many notifications, and I felt so overwhelmed, and I was so tired, so I just took a nap, and then I responded to them after. And yeah, I mean, I did get a lot of interview requests and stuff, so still working, still replying to some, yeah.
And the first one you answered was a Sur la Ligne podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah, actually it was.
J'ai demandé, à Victoria, est-ce que tu as eu beaucoup de demandes d'entrevue après cette victoire-là? Est-ce que ton téléphone a explosé? Est-ce que tu as beaucoup d'amis qui t'ont écrit et dit oui, vraiment, j'ai eu beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup de notifications? Ce qui est drôle, c'est que j'ai pas regardé mon téléphone longtemps après la fin du match parce que je me sentais tellement fatigué. Je suis allé faire une sieste et puis là, après ça, j'ai commencé à répondre à tout le monde. J'étais un peu j'étais envahi de messages finalement. Elle a même pas fini de répondre à tout le monde. Elle a dit beaucoup de demandes d'entrevue, mais elle a répondu que sa première demande d'entrevue à laquelle elle a répondu, c'est sur la ligne, le podcast sur la ligne. Congratulations again, Victoria, for that win. What's coming up for you in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we'll see about the National Bank Open, but I'll be sticking around for that. For now, I'm home, so yeah.
How does it feel for you to play in Canada? Does it make a difference because you guys travel around the world? Does it make a difference for you to play in Canada? You said maybe Toronto or Montreal. You won in Saskatoon. You might play Vancouver too. How do you like it, to play in Vancouver? To play in Canada
specifically? Yeah. Well, usually we're always used to traveling international to play tournaments. And honestly, for the first time playing in Canada, I mean, it was really weird because I was seeing people who I used to see a long time ago. So seeing them again at tournaments and competing with them is such a different feeling, you know. But I guess when I traveled to Saskatoon, I was just like, you know, I don't know this club. It was like a 3-hour flight. So just like pretend like it's another international event, you know. So, There was also a lot of international players playing, so it was kind of similar.
Alors, j'ai demandé à Victoria, bon, qu'est-ce que ça fait de jouer au Canada parce que vous voyagez partout dans le monde pour jouer des tournois de tennis. Elle dit, ben, c'est drôle parce que Saskatoon, c'est pas une ville que je connais beaucoup. Alors, c'était presque une ville étrangère. C'est un vol de 3 heures pour moi. Alors, je l'ai presque pris comme un vol international. Il y avait beaucoup de joueurs internationaux aussi. But having the crowd cheering for you because you have like the... A little red and white Canadian flag right next to your name. Does it make a difference to have like a crowd cheering for you?
Yeah, I mean, when I played the finals, there was a lot of people watching. So I guess, and I also played an American girl. So I guess most people were cheering for me because I'm representing Canada and I'm playing in Canada. So it felt really nice to have, you know, the country behind your back. And it was a really overwhelming experience.
Alors, j'aimerais, ben, est-ce que c'est quand même le fun d'avoir la foule qui te supporte? Elle dit, ben oui. Puis en plus, en finale, il y avait quand même beaucoup de monde. Je jouais contre une Américaine et ben, j'avais l'impression que la foule m'encourageait. Alors, c'était quand même une belle expérience. What was the reaction when you won that final point? Like, what got you in your head?
When I won the final point, I couldn't really celebrate a lot because it was on a double fault, but I was just like, wow, I couldn't believe it, you know. I was like in shock, and I looked at my mom, and she was so happy, and it was just so big, and I wish I could relive that moment, you know.
J'ai demandé qu'est-ce qui t'est passé par la tête quand tu as gagné ce dernier point-là qui t'a permis de remporter ce titre-là? Elle a répondu que je ne peux pas célébrer tant que ça parce que ça s'est passé sur une double faute. Mais elle dit, quand j'ai regardé vers ma mère, elle était tellement contente. J'étais vraiment également très, très, très contente et j'espère pouvoir revivre ce moment. Well, Victoria, I hope for you that you're going to relive that moment many times in your career. And we'll be happy to follow you all around the world here at Solaring Podcast, but all the Canadian tennis fans too. Thank you so much and looking forward to see you on a court somewhere.
Thank you for having me.